Chapter 17. The afternoon before the manifestation determination, Ron met with the principal, the supervisor of special services, and the guidance department chairperson. The principal had called the meeting. Muriel Prowser sat with Carl Polemnik and Christy Traiano when Ron entered the room. He took a seat, and Muriel was glad that he was there. Of course, she did not favor the returning of kids from outside placement, but Ron was getting his hands dirty with it. Superintendent of Schools Rufus Finley had made the decision, and it was their job to implement it. Rufus would not really want to be bothered with the details unless it was a political necessity. Ron knew that tomorrow's conference was really to inform the team what had been decided here. Muriel smiled. Does anyone need anything? None of them did. Ron, why don't you bring us all up to speed? Carl resented the assumption that he needed to be brought up to speed by anyone, especially Ron. I think we all know what's going on here. The kid's acting out, and Dr. Tuck wants to get him kicked out. Carl looked around the room for agreement. He did not wait for a reaction. Doesn't that about sum it up, Ron? Polemnik was the kind that you just had to stand up to, and Ron knew it. Carl felt that most decisions were really simple, and the school made too much out of them. Ron knew that he had to throw Carl off balance, or else he would just dominate the meeting, make his point of view the plan, and walk out. I really wish it was that simple, Carl. Polemnik was immediately defensive. What's complicated about it? I know you want to use all your fancy language and keep us here forever, and I'm just trying to cut through the crap. The crap, as you so elegantly put it, Carl, is that the kid belongs in a situation where he can get real help, which is not happening here. I differ with that assessment, said Christy Traiano. Dr. Peter's report indicates that David Carpenter has shown real progress. We've got a band-aid on the situation, but it won't hold. Yes, we have him in classes with all male teachers, and that has quieted things down some. But Lois Pasternak found David wandering the halls yesterday, and when she approached him to ask to see his pass, she was greeted with David's favorite response. Go fuck yourself, bitch. Muriel and Christy were offended by the words and had body language to indicate that. Carl said, But after he made his wisecrack, he went back to class. I think that's the progress that Dr. Peters is referring to. That's just great, said Ron. Let me go and find David and congratulate him on his newly found self-control. Gentlemen, there's no need for profanity or egging each other on. We are here to problem solve. Muriel tried to sound in control of this meeting in her office. The problem is that Dr. Tuck does not like the superintendent's decision about the district, and instead of finding ways to implement it, he is intent on challenging it, said Carl. Muriel's political antenna were up. She knew what Carl was doing. No one opposes the decision, Carl, but we have to find ways to make it work. We've just about got a faculty revolt on our hands, exaggerated Ron. How many of our staff is trained to deal with kids who talk to them like that? They see nothing done to modify David's inappropriate behavior. We need a better plan. Christy Triano was ready for this, and Carl had given her the perfect lead-in. Last year, David's out-of-district placement cost the district $46,500. That is money we just don't have anymore. Ron knew it was true. The school budget had not passed. Cuts had been mandated. Rufus had gotten out in front of it all by placing a moratorium on the emotionally necessitated out-of-district placements. How do you suggest that we handle it, Christy? I think that we need to mandate some sensitivity training for the faculty, said the director of special services. With all due respect, Christy, that may create some eventual long-term improvement in the way the faculty responds to some situations. But it is going to take more than sensitivity training for our female staff to not react negatively to being told to go fuck themselves and being referred to as skanky bitches. Muriel stepped in. I don't think that we have to use David's exact wording again and again, Ron. It's offensive. Ron knew its impact and was repeating the language on purpose. That's exactly what the staff is saying to me, Muriel. It had worked. He had been able to deliver that line in a way that was inescapable. Here's the even greater question. Because faculty doesn't want to be treated that way, they have begun just staying away from David in the halls. The boy has sensed his impunity and will become emboldened. That's not the worst thing that can happen, laughed Carl. Christy Triano looked directly at Ron. What is it that you suggest? Ron smiled. Home instruction. That is out of the question as a real educational plan, said Triano, raising her voice with incredulity. What does it accomplish other than getting Dr. Tuck's headache out of the building? Ron spoke quickly. The manifestation determination has made it a headache for all of us, Christy. As you point out, we do not have the available funds for an out-of-district placement, or we being told that we don't have them. I think that in this case, we have to do what is best for the educational community. Bedside instruction is for students who have suffered a serious injury and cannot attend, said Christy. Ron had been a home instructor, not in this district, but he knew how it worked. Districts have used home instruction to get kids dealing drugs out of the building in the past. It has been used for kids who were school phobic. It is the best option we have available. And what about the burden that places on the Carpenter family, said Carl. Ron's face hardened as he spoke. That's not my problem. Muriel liked the idea. It was the simplest, no fuss and no mess solution. Of course, the situation was untenable, but she had used home instruction for similar purposes in her previous district. I cannot support this as a long-term plan, said Christy Triano. It does meet all of the immediate criteria, said Muriel. Perhaps we should give it a try. Christy Triano glared at Ron. Chandra Peters was right. He was just a cold-hearted bastard.